you know, good news, folks, or you may interpret it as good news, is that inflation has fallen to its lowest point in 2 years. The consumer price index slowed to 2.8% in June compared to last year. But bad news, as a piece in the conversation points out, is that despite that, food prices increased by 8.3%. Food prices in stores increased by 9.1%. There's this puzzling gap between general inflation and food prices that is got to be frustrating for a whole bunch of us. And the author of this piece in the conversation discussing this joins us now to sort of maybe unpack it for us. It's Michael von Massow, professor of food economics at the University of Guelph. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, why is it? This is the thing, is that one of these things where people hear inflation is down and you look at the numbers and you say, that's great, but rents are up and grocery prices still seem to be up. And for many of us, that's our gauge of the cost of living. Why do grocery prices resist general inflation this way?
Well, I think there are two big reasons. The first is that they're caused by different things. I mean, we've talked in the past about the war in Ukraine, extreme weather events. So food prices are much more susceptible to events like that than general inflation is. And the second is the Bank of Canada is using interest rates to try and bring inflation under control. One of the reasons they do that is to moderate demand a little bit. So if interest rates are higher, we save a bit more, it costs more to borrow. And so we maybe put off a new car or a new computer. The problem is we can't put off food. We can't put off rent. And so those prices are much less likely to be responsive to interest rate policy. So other things are causing it, and food is less susceptible to interest rate increases.
So here's a question you ask in your piece, and I'll ask it to you. If interest rates won't help bring down food prices, what will?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Time. So, in fact, which isn't very helpful, I realize.
Yeah, just be patient, folks.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that is partly the reality. If you actually look at the numbers for June, June 2023 was 8 or 9% higher than June 2022. But June 2023 was actually slightly lower than May 2022. So I think that there's some reason for optimism here in the 2023. I mean, some reason for optimism as we get into the Canadian production season. And so we're not importing, we're not paying Canadian dollars, we're not as susceptible to flooding in the Salinas Valley. So I think that there's some room for optimism on fresh produce because we're not paying for it in American dollars anymore.
Right.
Now, I thought, you know, we were also making some adjustments to the war in Ukraine. So there was some reason for optimism that some of those prices would come down. Now, recent activities by the Russians in terms of shelling export infrastructure, in terms of reneging on the grain deal, might have negative effects, but at the very least will mean that it'll probably slower to get relief on things like flour and pasta and those sorts of things and vegetable oil. So the government can't snap its fingers and end the war. Government can't snap its fingers and end extreme weather events. So to a large degree, it is just sort of wait, which is not excellent to hear.
Now, what about like increased competition? Is that something that would help in the Canadian food retail market? I mean, right, we have been hearing a lot about like record high profits among the grocery chains, and they've been saying, well, it's not food prices driving those profits. But nonetheless, would more competition in that sector drive down prices?
The answer is, and again, you're going to hate me, I'm going to be a little bit equivocal here, is it might. And the truth is, we don't know. One of the trade-offs of, you know, whether you break up the big three or the big five, whatever you're going to call, and say we need more competition. One of the trade-offs between size and number of competitors is efficiency. So one of the reasons we see Sobeys buying Longo's and Farm Boy is because it helps those companies, even though they continue to operate as their own brands, it allows those companies to take advantage of logistics and purchasing advantages. And if we take those away, we may actually put some upward pressure on price. So before we, like the Competition Bureau said, we could use some more competition. Before we sort of force that to happen, I think there's some real value in taking a close look at what those trade-offs might be. So the answer is it might, but we don't know definitively.
Back during the... go ahead.
I think the other thing that's worth noting is that in the Competition Bureau's report, they said they talked to some foreign competitors, and they said, one of them said, well, we've looked at Canada, and we're not sure we can compete on price. So that suggests that there might be room for more competitors, but it might not bring prices down. So again, it might, but it isn't definitive.
So now you've said, and it's not necessarily satisfying for people, or it's not the answer that we'd all love to hear, but that the, you know, some of this is just patience and letting things work through the system, letting news events internationally take their course in ways that will... eventually potentially helping Canada. All that said, is there reason for optimism that relief might be around the corner?
Yeah, I think there is some reason for optimism. As I said, when we look at the annual number, so the June over June annual number was 9%. Some of those price increases happened last summer. Some of those price increases happened last fall. Those price increases weren't all reflected in June of this year. And if we look at grocery prices just in June of this year, actually came down, not much, by 0.1%, which is an annual rate of 1.2%. And we've seen sort of smaller monthly increases over the last few months, which suggests that as we get further away from those big increases that we saw last year, the number might get a little better. So as I said, we're getting into Canadian production season. There'll be fresh produce. It'll be abundant. And so we'll expect some of those prices to come down, as they often do at this time of year, and that we should be getting some relief.
All right, Michael von Massow, a professor of food economics at the University of Guelph. Thanks for talking this over with us today, even if the answers aren't as simple as some of us would like them to be.
Exactly. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the truth, even if it's not exactly what I'd like to hear. But boy, I hope he's right that eventually soon we'll see some changes in prices. Maybe we're already starting to see it. It's not showing up in the annual numbers, but as he said, month over month, encouraging signs there. So we'll continue to watch that.